Mind Sharing, The Art of Crowdsourcing Everything by Lior Zoroff. Your Way to Better Decisions. Making the right decisions is tough. Whenever we have an important decision to make, it can be difficult to put our feelings aside and make a rational and objective choice. When we reach out to the crowd for wisdom, we are able to access decision-making skills that are free of our own emotion. We are able to seek out the solutions to our problems and weigh our choices free of the bias intrinsic to unilateral decision-making. If we learn to rely on and trust the wisdom of the crowd, our decisions will be better, quicker, and easier. There is power in crowd wisdom, and this power is harnessed through technology and social media. The crowd was named this power mind-sharing. It is a simple way to use the tools and technology already at hand to access and to share our greatest human resource, one another. Only, this type of mind meld isn't limited to two minds. Mind sharing is a crowdsourced thinking process to solve problems, make decisions, access creativity, and create more ease and joy in our lives. Instead of thinking alone, we use social technologies to think with a big crowd. The process involves asking questions, analyzing responses, and coming to an answer based on the collective wisdom of the crowd. How big is your crowd? How do we get from 30 to 250 as the minimum number of crowd size to effectively mindshare? Facebook research shows that an average status update or post reaches 12% of that person's friends or followers. If you are mindsharing and you need a minimum of 30 responses to get crowd wisdom, 999 is even better, then you need 250 friends, 250 times 12% is 30. It's not an exact calculation, but it is the minimum number we have found will give good results when mindsharing. It's about the number of people in your network and also the number of people who are engaging with you. Building your network. As a beginner, the general rule is at least 250 friends to mindshare. If your list is not that big, get busy building your crowd by sending out friend requests. Look at whom Facebook naturally suggests you add as a friend based on your mutual connections, your location, your education, and your place of employment. Facebook can discern your closest and most logical crowd based on these criteria, but you can also search out those you would like to include in your crowd. The vulnerability ingredient. When you share something with the crowd or ask for help from the crowd, there's a certain vulnerability involved in the asking. There's a very real fear of oversharing within a culture of transparency. Our most valuable currency when we are mind-sharing is our ability to be authentically ourselves. The more we can share our humanity with the crowd, the more engaged our crowd will be. The crowd has a low interest in PR and a high interest in real human emotions. Where to mindshare? Facebook. What it's good for. 1. If you have a big crowd, Facebook lends itself to any kinds of mindsharing you can dream up. 2. Your crowd is always there and ready to think with you. 3. There are also groups for unique areas of interest where there is a highly engaged and specialized crowd eager to mindshare on those topics. Pros. A. If you're an active Facebook user, it's the most convenient and immediate way to mindshare. And B, your Facebook friends know you and care about you, so they're invested in coming up with solutions for you. Cons. A, you need to have at least 250 friends. If your crowd is not big enough or diverse enough, your responses will not reflect the collective wisdom of a crowd. And B, no anonymity. Twitter. What it's good for. 1. Short, quick, easy-to-understand questions that your crowd can respond to in an equally short response, up to 140 characters. Pros. A. The fastest way to mindshare. Responses happen immediately, closest to real-time mindsharing. Cons. A. It is difficult to mindshare in 140 characters or less if your question or decision is complex. And B. As with Facebook, you need at least a few hundred followers to make up your crowd. Quora. What it's good for. 1. Complicated or tough questions that require a very large crowd. Pros. A. It is one of the largest platforms available for group thinking. And B. You can stay anonymous. You do not need your Facebook friends or Twitter followers. Cons. A. As in LinkedIn groups, you need to ask your questions in an interesting or provocative way in order to get answers from this large community. Questions on Quora that do not interest the crowd will not get a response from the crowd. Mind sharing for your career, writing your CV. There are thousands of websites with samples and tips on writing a winning resume. Most of these tips are generic, all-purpose, and frankly, outdated. Writing a great resume won't happen by following generic tips from an anonymous resume type. With neat tips specific to your resume and your job search. With Mindsharing, there are many ways to create the perfect resume. If you are open enough, you can post your resume on Facebook and ask your friends to post their feedback. Mindsharing help for businesses. There are many crowdsourcing platforms that can help businesses and nonprofits to tap into the power of mindsharing by having a big and diverse crowd solve a problem for them. One of the leading platforms is Innocentive. It has a community with more than 300,000 registered people who are passionate about problem solving and a reach that exceeds 13 million. Innocentive allows businesses and nonprofits to post cash prizes for solutions to challenges and then brokers the exchange of intellectual property and prize between solver and challenger. Innocentive has a success rate of 85% in its challenges and believes that innovation truly happens when you don't rely on one individual or department or company to solve a problem. In short, Innocentive believes in mindsharing. The work of a sieve. You need a sieve to separate the good from the bad, or the relevant from the irrelevant. If you have a good crowd, the crowd will self-monitor and filter the ideas by either clicking the like button or upvoting a particular idea or innovation. In most cases, the crowd ignores the irrelevant or bad ideas. On Facebook, there is no dislike button, so we have to infer the uninterest of the crowd when a comment is ignored, the one with no likes. Mindsharing for finances. Crowdfunding. Although nothing will make your crowd disappear faster than trying to sell them something or hitting them up for money, there is a crowd out there that will support you not only in making smart financial decisions, but also in raising funds. One of the most exciting recent developments in the area of mindsharing is called crowdfunding. Kickstarter and Indiegogo are two of the new leading crowdfunding platforms. These platforms enable a new kind of funding. Anyone can publish a big project or present a dream and ask for funds from a big crowd. Do you dream of making a movie or writing a novel? Present your dream to the crowd and see who wants to support you monetarily in its pursuit. Mindsharing for better parenting. It's only in the past 100 years that we have lived in nuclear families. For the past 70,000 years before that, we lived as extended families, multiple generations, neighbors, communities living together and sharing the tasks of parenting and raising children. We have all heard the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. But truth be told, it also takes a village to raise a parent, a really big village. But very few of us have that village in place. You may not live in a village, and your extended family may live in a great distance away, but when you turn to the crowd, you can get help making tough decisions that used to be decided in family meetings or tribal councils. With mindsharing, regardless of how many people make up your household or how far away your extended family lives, you don't have to do it alone. Respect them to maintain the friendship. No one wants to be unfriended on social media by their own child. It's painful. Don't tag your children in embarrassing pictures, and don't hijack their posts and conversations. Watch what they are doing and who they are talking to, but maintain a respectful distance. Save your conversations with your teenagers for the dinner table. Mindsharing your health. We've all done it, but Googling your symptoms, reading health websites, and even searching rare diseases databases are not mindsharing. When you do an internet search of a particular symptom, you will get a biased list of results. The results are often skewed toward extreme and even fatal examples, which is why they get a lot of attention in the first place and why these results show up first on internet searches. The results will often also be biased due to heavy manipulation done by pharmaceutical companies. Mindsharing solves this problem, especially if you describe symptoms to a crowd and ask for their advice based on their experience. You can go to your doctor and share the results of your mindsharing with him. Mindsharing for your dreams. When you are passionate about a dream, a life choice, or a new career, the crowd will see your passion and become passionate themselves. Our crowd is more invested in our future than in our past, and this makes any dream possible. Often the people we are closest to can be blinded by who we are and unable to see who we can become. The crowd can see our potential, so they are often better able to dream with us. Crowd dreaming is about being vulnerable and honest. It's standing at the top of that high dive, taking a deep breath, being afraid, and jumping anyway. Mindsharing for a future. There is no way to know what the future holds. We do believe that mindsharing is the key to our future. Thinking together, we can solve some of the world's greatest problems. And in our future, ensure the future of our children, and their children, and many generations to come. Remember, great minds think alike, clever minds think together.